Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I think we need to have a no bullshit September. And when I say no bullshit, it's really catching all the things you do to sabotage yourself. And don't make yourself wrong, it happens. Like we all have an inner saboteur that is going to take our best intentions and take us in a different direction. And so I thought I'm going to put this out there. I would encourage you to start working on it and noticing it. I'll share a story that I saw this morning in my own life. And hopefully through that process, you can start to align with that highest vibrational self that exists in you, that you that is radiant and magical and wonderful, not perfect, just those best parts of you, the parts of you that make life happen in a really easy, wonderful way, your genius, your greatness. How do you spend more time being that woman? And we'll talk about it. So in case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. That's my baby. Lots of love in that package. Or the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. And if you're not ready to work with me in an ongoing way, you can always book a session with me. All right, let's talk about the no bullshit September. So I was journaling last night and I was doing what I call an energetic dump. If you've worked with me before, you know I'll have you do it, where you're just going to dump out all the negative on the page and really start to clear it out of your consciousness, out of your subconscious, out of your energy field. And it's quite amazing when you put it down on the page and you create a space for yourself, because it's a ritual, essentially. When you sit down and you decide, I'm going to do an energetic dump of all the junky stuff within me, you get to start to see things differently. Your natural intuition will kick in and you'll say, oh, wow, that's not really true. Or why am I holding on to that? Or where did that come from? It's a really beautiful way to clear out energy rapidly. The way I do it and the way I recommend people do it is don't spend a lot of time. Yes, there will be some energetic dumping you will do that will require like full energy, long sit there, get it all out. But for this one I was working on, it was fast. And so I was writing really quickly about something in my life, and everything that was coming up, all these past experiences that I was listing, in the center of them, I was like, well, that was bullshit, and that was bullshit, and that was bullshit, and that was me being bullshit, and that was somebody else being bullshit. And the way I'm describing bullshit is not being in your truth, essentially. When we are operating from a place of lack, when we are operating from a place of shame, when we are operating from a place of guilt, when we are operating from a place of not good enough, we start to act in really bullshit ways, right? And so I made this commitment to myself last night. I was on my floor, and it was because I have this little space in my living room where I can spread out a blanket, and I lay there and I was journaling, and I was like, all right, this is no bullshit September for me. I am no longer engaging these behaviors under any circumstance. So I went to bed. In my bed, because a part of my no bullshit is I have decided I can just sleep on my couch and then get up and work some more. And then like it's like, yeah. And I'm like literally five steps from my bedroom. But so I went to bed and I wake up this morning and I'm like, oh, I feel so good. I'm so glad I did that spiritual work. I feel so aligned. I am in my truth. I didn't even read the news frantically the way I've been doing. I had a beautiful mental fantasy about the lead from Entourage, Adrian. He's in the clickbait. I'm not going to watch the movie, but it's nice to see him acting again. Adrian Grenier, I think, is how you pronounce his last name. But he's gorgeous. So I had a little wonderful little mental fantasy about him And then I got up and I had a part of my no bullshit plan was there was something I have to do first thing in the morning. And I woke up and made tea. I'm drinking green tea right now. Usually it's coffee. Made a green tea, sat down at my workspace, and I see in my inbox that a coach I follow had sent out this, I guess, a course I had signed up for, and I don't remember actually signing up for it. So I was like, wow, this must be the divine. How synchronistic. And it's a manifesting course, basic manifesting. And I will generally always take a refresher manifesting course because I feel like I'm always learning and I love to hear how other teachers teach it. And so I immediately started in on video one of the course. I was like, yes, this must be spirit. So I'm sitting here with my tea and enjoying my morning. And then halfway through the first video, I was like, oh shit, this is bullshit. Not the course. The course is amazing. Like it has nothing to do with the teacher, but just being in the energy of the work, it helped me see really clearly. I was getting ready to start journaling on some of the questions she was asking. I was getting into it. And then I saw my note. I went to get my notebook from the floor and I saw my note, no bullshit, and do this thing first thing in the morning. I'm like, oh God, that's how the saboteur gets us. The saboteur aligns with intentions that seem almost right to distract us, right? It's not so far off from who we are that we are like, oh God, I wouldn't do that, right? Like it's not like I, was doing something crazy. It was just watching this manifestation course, take some notes, journal on that. It would have been 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I would be like, oh shit, what's that monkey on my back that I feel? What's that stress and strain? Oh, it's that thing that I was supposed to do first thing in the morning so I could have the rest of the day to myself. And so it got me thinking, be mindful of your saboteur. Your saboteur typically is not going to give you something that feels so incredibly wrong and you engage it, it's going to give you something that is still wrong for you because it's not in alignment with the truth that you've set for yourself, but it's going to feel almost right. Of course, a course on manifestation. I'm a manifestation teacher. I'm a manifester. What better way to spend my Friday morning than going through this course? Yes, I will do the course, but I had committed to doing this one thing in the morning so that I could have the rest of the day free. And it was really an energetic decision I had made. I wanted to have more access to myself. And when I have something that I need to do, it kind of runs in the background of my life, slowing me down, weighing me down, creating anxiety for me, because I know it's like, you got to do this. So I know that whatever I'm engaging, when I know I've got to do something, I can't fully be engaged. So I've found, and I know it to be true, to just go ahead and do that thing. And then I have the rest of my day free. Now that's my philosophy. Some people can have running in the background of their life, do that thing. And they can still be fully present in their moment. I'm not saying that this is the right way to do it. I'm sharing this story with you as an overview of how the saboteur shows up. Because I have been having a lot of conversations with clients and with women, and I have a few men, so it's not all women, but I've been having a conversation with the people who like to have conversations with me. And there's a lot of pain right now because we're not seeing that what we thought was right, in quote unquote, was actually a way of sabotaging ourselves, because the saboteur tells us to do things that align so closely with what we would think is right. No, what's right is what we said was right. So trust yourself. This is where you're going to have to be no bullshit, right? Me engaging that course first thing in the morning was me being bullshit. And but again, I didn't even catch it. Here it is. I had, you know, I've had this epiphany, this beautiful revelation, this eureka moment. Aha. And I still found myself doing the exact same thing, but I caught it. And that's what's so beautiful about staying in your spiritual practice and doing your spiritual work is the more that you do it, the more you're going to catch yourself. And so I could stop and say, oh, I get what I'm doing right now. I know what I'm supposed to do first thing in the morning. Let's do that. And then I have the rest of the day to engage this course, to do other things I enjoy. Let's do this thing first. So if there is something on your heart that you've been wanting to transcend, maybe you're seeing a pattern that continues to repeat over and over and over and over and over in your life. This is your invitation, month of September, the next 20 days, to be no bullshit. And if you're not listening in September, say you're listening in another time and space, it still works. The wisdom still works. Just decide, I'm going to be no bullshit with myself. I'm going to see things clearly. I'm going to acknowledge when my saboteurs kicked in. I'm going to acknowledge what is for my highest and greatest good and what's not. And I'm going to act on that accordingly. Because the only way you're going to transcend that repetitive problem, maybe it's a way you see yourself. Maybe it's something you keep hesitating on. Maybe it's a situation you keep finding yourself in. Maybe it's a chronic illness or a chronic financial issue you just can't seem to shake. Now is the time to be no bullshit with yourself. Catch all those little ways that your saboteur shows up and derails your best intention. Catch all those ways you're still letting the little girl you operate on autopilot, our little boy you, our little non-binary you, operate on autopilot. Just catch it and then say, I said I was going to make a different choice. The other thing, the last little bit here before I wrap, if it's time to quit something, quit it. If it's time to give up the relationship, stop the program, don't do that, and stop. Like I have more things in the I've recognized recently that I said like, oh, that's not really working for me, so I need to make a different choice, and I realized I hadn't made that choice. So if you are getting the message, it's time to quit something, time to give up, trying to try something different, trying to replace something. Do it. Stop hesitating on it. Because the minute that you do, you're going to open yourself up to a new way of being. And maybe the thing you switch to might not be totally right, but at least now you have a new level of clarity, a new level of access to all that is you, right? Because all of our junky stuff, all of the things, again, running in the background of our life, stops us from hearing the truth that is already within us at the highest level possible. So if there's something that you've been getting the message to quit, pick something else, do it differently, break up, quit now. Just go ahead and give it up. Because I promise you, you think it's going to be a lot of work, or you think you're going to be disappointed again, or you are afraid that something won't show up to replace it. You won't know, all of that stuff's a lie. Something will replace it. That will be even better just by the nature of you quitting something that you know that is not for your highest and greatest good, that it must happen, right? And you get access to your awareness back. So one of the reasons why you're so afraid to let go and you're standing in the middle is because you don't have all of your clarity, right? So you really can't see that clearly. You can't see what's over the mountain, right? And so that's scary. You're like, okay, I don't know what's coming, so I'm just going to stay where I'm at. But once you quit, let go, move on, all of a sudden you can actually see over the mountain and you can make a good decision for yourself, but you can't do it until you let go. So you must close one door so another will open. And I promise you that door will open. And you will be able to make the best choice and decision for you as a result. All right, that's my show. It was quick. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to share this with other people because I bet other people are struggling with this. So no bullshit month. Go 10 days on a bullshit diet with yourself where you're like, I'm going to hold myself accountable for 10 days with all my bullshit. All the stories I tell myself, all the ways in which I sabotage myself, all the ways in which I engage something that is not a vibrational match to the woman I want to be, the person I want to be. And just observe it. Don't make yourself wrong. Don't beat yourself up. Just catch it. Because when you catch it, all your brilliance shows up. Like that's what happened this morning is that here I was sitting. I'm like, I could have done that whole course and probably not gotten nearly as much out of it as I will now that I've gotten the thing done that I need to get done. But more so in the process of catching myself, I felt cool. I felt smart. I was like, oh, I see what I'm doing. Yes. So you get your self-confidence back when you start catching your own bullshit instead of waiting for life to catch it for you, because it will, right? If you're being bullshit with yourself, eventually life will start to show up in really bullshit ways. And you're like, oh, that's bullshit, right? And just turn it back to you. It's the mirror effect. What's going on within you will be reflected in your exterior experience. So catch it. Be kind to yourself in the process. Do what you know you need to do. Trust your intuition along the way. Let go where you need to let go, because you'll get a new layer of clarity, which is just the most empowering place to be in. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you like this program, please review it on whatever platform you listen on, preferably with 5 stars or whatever, however many stars you can. Subscribe if you listen on whatever platform, Apple Podcasts. I love that now I get little notices that my show is up. So subscribe. Sign up for my newsletter. If you like these messages, I'm an intuitive, a really great one. And I read energy very accurately, particularly for other people. And if you would like 2 free intuitive messages from me a week, and I had a client say this week, she's like, Amy, how are all of these messages? I just feel like they're written for me. And she's a client and she uses these free messages. And she's like, these are so good. They are, because spirit is so good and so aligned. And so sign up for my newsletter. You can do that on the homepage of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Drop your email there. And then every Wednesday and Saturday, you will get an intuitive message from me. And it's done in the intuitive coaching with Amy style. So there'll be intuitive guidance, predictive guidance, healing guidance, exercises, whatever spirit brings forward in that moment. I put it down in an email to you, and you get to use it. So please sign up for those. And I think are those all my announcements? Oh, and you can always work with me while you're signing up for the newsletter. Check out my work with me and see if there is an option that would be a good fit for you. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. Make this your no bullshit time. Catch yourself. You will feel so empowered. You will feel so alive. You will see so clearly. I love you.